That was Dying Fetus by request right there. And this is Paul. This is Wreckage taking your request 404-894-2468 for about the next hour, maybe an hour and a bit. We'll see. Let me go ahead and read off upcoming shows here. This is Wreckage. This is WRK Atlanta. And I'll read off the upcoming shows here because I read them off earlier, but I forgot to read the locations. But this later on today, we have several shows going on. Saturday, August 8th, we have Project Lone Wolf from Florida, Zephaniah from Indiana, Zaruda from here in Atlanta, Colossus from North Carolina, and Tortoise from here at the 120 Tavern and Music Hall. That's the Heavy Metal Homecoming show. Starts at 8, and that's at later on today at 120 Tavern. At the Sweetwater Bar and Grill in Duluth, we have Stomping Ground, Spore Lord, and Iron Shroud on Saturday, August 8th. That's later on today, of course. And also later on today at the 529, it's a Ripping Production one-year anniversary show. It's at 9 p.m. It's Thrash or Die from Florida, Sinister Ritual from here in Georgia, Kane from New York, Suppressive Fire from North Carolina, and Marrow of Earth from South Carolina. That's all at the 529 later on today. And this coming Monday, we have Grave Hill, Golgotha, Malformity, and Thoth Nemesis at the 529. Neurosis, Brothers of the Sonic Cloth, and Sumac at the Masquerade Upstairs in Heaven on Friday, August 14th. The following Friday, the 21st, I Am Ishmael, Subdivisions, A Crucem Mortem, and Seconds to Infinity at the Sweetwater Bar and Grill in Duluth. That's I Am Ishmael's launch show. That's on Friday, August 21st. High on Fire, who I'm about to play, hopefully, or I will play shortly, actually, by request. At the Masquerade, High on Fire, Pallbearer, Lucifer, and Venomous Maximus. That's Saturday, August 22nd. The band Earth, although it probably isn't the band Earth like in Black Sabbath, but Earth as at the Earl on Tuesday, September 1st. Shotgun Eulogy, Seconds to Infinity, and Rigorism at the Highlander, Saturday, September 5th. And what else? Raven, old school traditional metal, a cool band. Actually, I saw them at the Loft a while back. Raven and I think other bands to be announced at the Masquerade in Purgatory, the Intimate Confines of Purgatory, on Monday, September 7th. And just a whole bunch of bands coming up, actually. There's quite a few. If you go to the www.wreckage.org and click on the events tab, and you'll see this list of shows here. Wednesday, September 9th, Evergrey from Sweden, Ashes of Ares, of course, from here, replacing While Heaven Wept, Voyager from Australia with a special set, and Halcyon Way from here in Atlanta at the Loft. That's on Wednesday, September 9th. That's the Prog Power USA Midweek Mayhem show. That show is not yet sold out. On Thursday, September 10th, Saxon, Armored Saint, Dragonland, and Alma at Center Stage. That's the Prog Power pre-show on Thursday. That show is also, to last I heard, that show is not sold out. So then there's still tickets left. But Saxon and Armored Saint don't tour too often, so that's pretty cool. Then, of course, the main event for Prog Power. Anathema from the UK, Falconer from Sweden, their last show ever, Voyager from Australia, Jeff Scott Soto just announced replacing Morgana Le Fay. He's an amazing vocalist, actually. Native Construct replacing Anubis Gate, and Hybria from Brazil. That's Center Stage, Friday, September 11th. That's the Prog Power USA. Prog Power itself is sold out. Tickets are available on the Prog Power USA forum at www.progpowerusa.com. Tickets are available from fans to fans there if you want to go to the show. Saturday, September 12th, Angra from Brazil performing the album Holy Land in its entirety. Royal Hunt from Denmark in the USA. Riverside from Poland. Dynasty from Sweden. Persephone from Andorra. And Helker from Argentina. Those are all Center Stage on Saturday, September 12th. That's the second night of Prog Power USA itself. And again, the Friday and Saturday night shows are sold out, but you can get tickets on the Prog Power Forum from fans to fans. Just a whole bunch of other bands coming up, too. Just looking at the list here. Origin, Chrissian are coming, Eon. Arcona, who I just apparently just played. It says here they're going to be here with Hellslot at the Masquerade. I guess that's the same Arcona of the three. Let's see. Just out of this show, actually, Cattle Decapitation, King Parrot, Black Crown Initiate, and Dark Sermon at the Masquerade in Purgatory on Wednesday, October 7th. Of course, the band Ghost with Person at the Tabernacle on Friday, October 9th. Just a whole bunch of bands coming up. So it's a pretty good year coming up. Symphony X with Overkill at the Masquerade on Wednesday, October 14th. But anyway, go to www.wreckage.org, click on the events tab, And you can see all the upcoming shows. And if you don't see one there and you know about a show, you can let us know different ways, either on Facebook. We have a Facebook page that I don't push too often. I'm not sure why, but you can look for Wreckage on Facebook. And you can let us know on Facebook, or you can call us up here or something. Let us know about shows you might have missed. All right. God, I have no idea what I'm going to play now. I'm still lining up some requests here, doing the best I can. So bear with me here. I got a lot of requests. I'm going to play something right now featuring my good friend Urban Breed on vocals. He now is a resident of Georgia. He married our friend Shay from here after meeting her at a metal festival in the Mid-Atlantic states many, many years ago. And he's of course, really originally from Sweden, and now he's resident here. Just a fantastic vocalist. This is him singing on this. This is the band Tab Morose. From the album Modus Vivendi, this song is called Anubis. Here is Tab Morose. This is Wreckage. This is WREK Atlanta. We'll be right back.
Stakes have defined. can recall what you said to me once. If I leave, there will be a sign. And the twilight will show me than ever before. I must have stopped.
That was Edge of Sanity right there. The band Edge of Sanity, song called Twilight from the album Purgatory Afterglow. That's, of course, Dan Sfano. I'm mispronouncing his name, I'm sure, but that's one of Dan Sfano's many projects. Yeah, I think he's one of the smartest guys from Sweden. Just an amazing talent, best as a musician, also as a vocalist, both growly vocals and smooth vocals, and all kinds of amazing stuff. This is Paul. My voice is going. I'm not sure why, but... That was Edge of Sanity. Before that was Requested, High on Fire, the song Snakes for the Divine, and title track from that album. And then before that was Tad Morose, song Anubis, featuring our good friend Urban Breed on vocals. This is Paul taking, I guess, some last-minute requests here. I'll be here for another half an hour or so. Got a few requests to try to fit in here, so we'll do what I can. There's a few things I probably cannot get to, unfortunately, but hopefully not too many. Hopefully I can dig out most of these here. So... And we had a request for, I'm guessing, he called up earlier, like looking for Tim. I guess it was from Big Dave, if what I couldn't understand what he was saying. But he wanted to hear some Anthrax, so I'll play some Anthrax. Something a bit different this time, actually, because so this is going to be from the album Sounds of White Noise. This is going to be Anthrax. This song is called Black Lodge. So here is Anthrax by request.